The deadly 2012 attack carried out by a white supremacist at a Sikh temple in Wisconsin and the shooting spree at a Colorado Planned Parenthood in 2015. Those were terrorist attacks that were not carried out by Muslims. A new study finds that most terrorist attacks in the U.S. aren't carried out by Muslims, but the ones that are get more news coverage. For a closer look, we are joined on the KCBS Newsline by one of the study's authors, Dr. Aaron Carnes, who is a postdoctoral research fellow at Georgia State University. Thanks very much for joining us this afternoon. Tell us what you looked at and what data you took into consideration.
Sure. Thank you so much for having me on, Susan. So the data that we looked at for this study come from the Global Terrorism Database. And the Global Terrorism Database is a systematic collection of terrorism around the globe from 1970 to 2015. What we were looking at for this study, though, is terrorist attacks in the United States from 2011 until 2015, which was the most recent year where data has been collected.
Okay. And what did you find?
Sure. So what we were looking at for this study is what percentage of attacks are actually perpetrated by Muslims versus how is that reported in media. And the idea for the study came from things like the Fraser Glenn Miller attack, which was perpetrated by a former Grand Dragon of the Ku Klux Klan. He killed three people at a synagogue. And yet, when that attack happened, it wasn't referred to as terrorism much in the media, which got us thinking about how media covers attacks perhaps differently based on factors such as the religion of the perpetrator. And in doing that, we collected news sources looking at news coverage for the attacks from the Global Terrorism Database over this five-year span, and then looked at how, for this part of the study, how coverage is different depending on different factors such as the perpetrator's religion, as well as other things like whether the perpetrator was arrested or not, the number of fatalities, and other things that would impact coverage as well. And what we found is that when the perpetrator is Muslim, they receive on average about 4.5 times more coverage from the media than if the perpetrator isn't Muslim, holding these other factors constant.
So do you think that there is any connection to the September 11th attacks, that when people hear the word terrorism, they automatically associate it with Muslims?
Sure. I think there's certainly an impact that September 11th had in terms of public perception of terrorism. That this is, you know, that's the idea that comes to mind. You think of terrorism that has been perpetrated by Muslims. But what we see is that that's only accounting for about, you know, 12-13% of the terrorist attacks here in the United States, at least over this past 5 years and even going back, you know, 10 years. So while that's what people tend to think, it's not actually in line with the reality of this type of violence.
Okay. The news outlets that you looked at, were these broadcast media? What types of outlets?
Sure. We looked at print media and online media, searched through LexisNexis as well as CNN.com, looking for U.S.-based news sources.
Okay. And there were how many of them?
So with LexisNexis, it searches through thousands of news sources, some that have a national reach, such as the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal, and then other sources that are local newspapers, you know, such as the Dayton Daily News.
So what do you think the takeaway is from your research?
So the takeaway is that in some ways, you know, this isn't perhaps surprising when there's research that shows that people who are Muslim or Arab or can be perceived to be that tend to be portrayed more negatively in entertainment media. You know, this is not perhaps a surprising phenomenon, but it does potentially impact public perception of terrorism. And we've looked at this, and colleagues of ours have also found this in other studies, looking at surveys, doing experimental research, seeing that members of the public are more likely to say something is terrorism when the perpetrator is Muslim, even if you're doing an experimental study where you're holding everything else constant. So it seems that there's this link between how media portrays this violence and what the public thinks, even though they're not necessarily in line with reality. So I think the takeaway is really perhaps being more equal in news coverage. You know, certainly attacks that have more fatalities would get more coverage. We're not saying that every single terrorist attack should be covered the exact same, because there are a number of factors that would impact coverage. But looking at not just how terrorist attacks recover, but also some of our follow-up research from this is looking at what can actually change minds.